It's time for It's All About Literacy on Praise 107.9. The mission of It's All About Literacy is to provide high-quality, diverse, and accessible information and services to and for each individual listener that will enhance the quality of life for all people of all ages, cultures, and communities, regardless of their abilities or deficiencies. And now, here are Dr. Kathy and Sister Gail.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. We are experiencing some crispness, if you will, in the air. And I guess that's a good thing. But then again, regardless of what it is, it's always a good thing. God made it all, and as James Baldwin says in The Creation, and God said, that's good. Good morning to all of you in our literacy classroom. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience, and it's all about literacy. Today, I want to first tell everyone thank you so much for joining us on last weekend with the Black History Program. And we thank you so much for coming out and sharing. It was just really remarkable. And kudos and hats off to Maestro, if you will, Mr. Alexander, Jason Alexander, and Uplift. It's amazing how he just pulls us together and did what he did in such short time, and the ladies of Uplift, and it was just really, really wonderful, and the music and our heritage language, and Angela did a wonderful job. Mrs. Salary is always a blessing, and of course, the fact that Pastor Miles Clark is always there. He's a part of the Optimist Literacy, and the doors are always open, welcoming not only us, but everybody at Union Community AME Church. And we tell you thank you. Thank you so, so much. It was truly a blessing. Those of us who were there can tell you all about it. J.K. Hardwick, always wonderful with The Creation. Roxanne Hilbert, ain't I a woman? There's nobody like Sojourner Truth can say, ain't I a woman? It was just really, really wonderful. And even though today is March 3rd and the calendar celebration of Black History has moved on, we still are celebrating our heritage. 365 days, 366 can be here every day, because it's who we are. It's our heritage, it's our legacy, our heroes, and certainly we are standing on the shoulders of those who have gone before us. And we have a duty. We have a responsibility. We have an accountability, because they too were heroes. They build those bridges for us. And so Journey of Truth build that bridge. Harriet Tubman build that bridge. And let's fast forward. Dr. King, many of you know, and many of our millennials, if you will, they know of Dr. King. I want you to please purpose in your heart to know more about him than I Have a Dream. I want you to purpose in your heart to know that civil rights was not something of the past. Civil rights is right now. I want you to purpose in your heart to learn the meaning of the word civil. C-I-V-I-L. It's not a color of a balloon. It's not a color of a movement. It's really what it is. It's a lifestyle. It's a right. It's a right. And so the civil movement moves on for all of us, regardless of your race, regardless of your ethnicity. Unfortunately, there were a population, or should I say there were populations, who were not able to experience that right. And so it had to be magnified. And God chose Dr. King and Rosa Parks and Ralph Abernathy and all of those wonderful people to make a difference. And this world of people who were little and teenagers like me who were there in Salem. And there were those who were, wherever they were, praying for those who were in Salem. I had no idea. I was just being drugged along with everybody. But I understand it now, just as I didn't understand when my great-grandmother took me downtown Jasper, Florida, to vote with her. And I'm standing in the booth playing with the black curtain. I had no idea what was going on. But all of that matters. And today we're here on those shoulders, and just as it was their responsibility and they took the time to teach us, it is our responsibility to teach those who are coming behind us. We are standing on their shoulders. We are here because the bridges that they built, we were able to cross those bridges. We've got to build bridges for our children to continue to cross. We've got to build bridges to bring our children together. And I'm going to tell you, it has really been very heavy upon my heart this past week and weeks in past, but more so this week, because with all of the killings and with all the other things that are going on, just imagine we are a nation of people who are now actually protesting and demonstrating for teachers to have guns in schools. That just concerns me. And it should concern you, because when we become angry, when we become so frustrated, and there are those of us who've taught school that anger can get you, because we're human. But when you have a teacher in a classroom who is driven by his or her anger or his or her emotion, it's human nature. When you know you got a gun, you don't go get it. So why would you arm teachers who are there to not only teach your children but to protect your children? Why would you permit them to get a gun, and when they're mad with Joe, that bullet is going to go and it's going to shoot Harry, Jennifer, or Tanisha, because bullets are not plastic and they do kill. Why? And then to endorse this, we are a nation that's proposing a 20% raise for the training. Can you imagine being trained and given an incentive to carry a weapon? Our teachers need incentives for other stuff, i.e. to teach, i.e. to be there. There's so much politicalness, so much stuff goes, and we make it the way we want to make it, and we rally on the Second Amendment, and we say, oh, the Second Amendment says the right to bear arms, but let me give you some literacy. The Second Amendment says rights to bear arms for militia. Don't take it and twist it. When you take it out of context to make it fit what you want to fit, we have a habit of that. Because that's what we do to God's words. We make it fit what we want it to fit. But the Second Amendment says the right to bear arms for militia. This is not a militia in the Duval County Public School. It's not a militia in schools at all. It's a militia, metaphorically speaking, when they can't read. It's a militia when they can't act. And believe it or not, I was in a McDonald's yesterday. The little girl told me I can spell, but I never was good with addition and subtraction, and she's working in McDonald's. Yeah, I just said, God help. We've got to get back to God. And that's literacy. It's All About Literacy. Stay with us. Good morning.
Preschool and VPK Music Academy is now enrolling. All About Kids specializes in infant and toddler care, preschool, voluntary pre-kindergarten VPK, nutritional gardening, and VPK Music Academy, where your young person can learn to play the violin. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy accepts vouchers from Episcopal Children's Services, Early Learning Coalition, ELC, Success by Six, VPK, and Teen Parent. When children are exposed to music education at an early age, they excel in all subjects later in life. Give your child an early advantage. Stop by today. All About Kids is conveniently located at Pearl and 36th Streets. Come experience child care at its best. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy. Success by Six starts here at All About Kids. Call 353-2800. Qualify today for this two-year free preschool program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greenwald from Greenwald Family Dentistry. We understand the edginess and the nervousness that can take over at the dental office. And that's why when you sit down in our chair, you won't find better friends than the ones you'll have at Greenwald Family Dentistry. Our team understands your apprehension and your busy schedule. That's why you're our first concern for any dental procedure. Whether it's a simple cleaning and exam or something as complex as a root canal, you can rest assured that our team at Greenwald Family Dentistry will take every precaution to make sure that you're as comfortable as you can possibly be. For quality care, service you can trust, and a place where your whole family can be served and feel the love of Christ, come to Greenwald Family Dentistry. Best of all, we have a special appreciation for military, first responders, and teachers. So we'd like to extend you a 20% discount for all of your sacrifice and hard work. So call us today at 262-6188. That's 262-6188. Greenwald Family Dentistry, where patients are family. Hi, I'm Dr. Greenwald from Greenwald Family Dentistry. We understand the edginess and the nervousness that can take over at the dental office. And that's why when you sit down in our chair, you won't find better friends than the ones you'll have at Greenwald Family Dentistry. Our team understands your apprehension and your busy schedule. That's why you're our first concern for any dental procedure. Whether it's a simple cleaning and exam or something as complex as a root canal, you can rest assured that our team at Greenwald Family Dentistry will take every precaution to make sure that you're as comfortable as you can possibly be. For quality care, service you can trust, and a place where your whole family can be served and feel the love of Christ, come to Greenwald Family Dentistry. Best of all, we have a special appreciation for military, first responders, and teachers. So we'd like to extend you a 20% discount for all of your sacrifice and hard work. So call us today at 262-6188. That's 262-6188. Greenwald Family Dentistry, where patients are family.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
For your listening pleasure, the prayer of Jabez. Listen to the lyrics. Enjoy the music.
in regard to say, in love.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The prayer of Jabez is a prayer that I have prayed throughout the years. And I've learned that you hide these things in your heart. And those of you who have been on this toil with me and the family of the Optimist Literacy Institute, you know the mountains that we've gone up and down and up and down. And I'm just not going to give it up because I know God has given this to me. And I pray for increase. Then came, it's all about literacy, as I've shared with you before. I never wanted to be on radio, never thought about it. And then God leads me to Gail, who had the secret desire to be on radio, didn't know it. Increase. God then leads us to Angela Macklin. Angela doesn't even realize what God has in store for her. She's just kind of all over the place right now, but it's going to be all right. There still was that need there for the optimist. And she doesn't even know that I'm going to say this to her right now. But I had done a fast and prayer, and there were two spots still left on the staff for the optimist, and one was the COO, which is the chief operating officer, because Angela is the CEO, and Angela does not really know how she's going to fulfill that. But this chief operating officer is nurtured and scholared. She's all about it. And she's going to make Angela the CEO, her protege. Isn't that how God does it? God is the servant leader. And the scripture says, he who's going to be great among you, got to be a servant. Our COO, I'm so happy. And I just really didn't sleep during the night. And I'm just so grateful to God, and that's why I wanted to share the prayer of Jabez with you. And those here in the station can see that I have my book out, The Prayer of Jabez, and it's just all marked up because I've just read it so many times over and over again. And Dr. Kathia Renee, believe it or not, and I just found out her name is Kathia. You do know my name is Kathy. She's French. She's a pretty French woman. She's an African-American French woman.
Yes.
Now, Dr. Kathia Renee is going to be the COO of Optimist Literacy Institute. Shout, Miss Lily. Shout, Dr. Pastor Anderson. Shout, Miss Ruby. Shout, Miss Council. Shout, everybody.
Yeah.
That position is filled. We got one more. Not going to say what it is because you don't let the right hand know what the left is doing.
Amen.
Amen. And God is hidden it in our hearts.
Amen.
And Dr. Kathia Renee is here with us. She knows all about serving persons with disabilities. She knows all about the business and the heart of God. And that's what matters. But you know, I forgot to tell you, Sister Gail is here today. Say hey to Sister Gail.
Hey.
Okay. So, hey, Sister Angela.
Good morning, everyone.
Okay. And now, Dr. Kathia Renee. Good morning, Dr. Renee.
Good morning. How are you, everybody? I'm so happy to be here with you guys this morning.
Tell us about you.
Oh, my name is Kathia Renee, and for 2 years, I've been here in Jacksonville going to church, but I have opportunity to meet so many people like Dr. Kathy and Miss Angela and other people. And by being a woman of God and also a woman that serves people with disabilities for years, and I have opportunity to see if I can serve more people in need here. It will be a pleasure. We're working on it. And I look forward to.
Amen, amen. And this is just going to be, because that's literacy. That's literacy. Remember, our numbers is 296-2251-904-296-2251. And today, I want to say to you, especially those parents with children with disabilities, learning disabilities, whatever the deficits are, and even if you are an adult, please feel free to call in. Remember, we don't expose you. You will not call in on air. You may call in privately because I'm all about protecting your integrity and your confidentiality. When the music begins to play, please feel free to call in, be able to let us know what your needs are. And we are going to connect you to the proper resources that's going to address those needs. And that's not just for our students in school. That's also for the adults. Now, while we also have your attention, please mark your calendars for April 14th. April 14th. April 14th. That's a Saturday. On that Saturday, it's all about literacy. We'll be sponsoring an advocacy literacy forum for persons with disabilities. It will be here at the Salem Center, 7235 Bonneville Road, in our wonderful auditorium, which I'm sure you're familiar with. And Dr. Renee is going to be a presenter. She will have programs and all that she's going to present to you that you will be able to partake of, to be serviced by. There will be other persons on the platform of the forum. We're going to talk to you, and we're going to give you an opportunity to ask any questions that you may need to ask about your IEPs, your 504s, or whatever your other disabilities or resources are. Please stay tuned for the information. It will be on our website, www.optimus.com. I'm sorry, optimusliteracy.com. That information will be there. And we'll be giving you more information in the weeks to come. But mark your calendars, April 14th. It will begin at 8 o'clock. In fact, we will be doing our show as a part of that. It was going to be on Saturday from 8 to 12 in the auditorium. We want you to mark your calendars, okay? Now, back to the topic of the day. When we're talking about persons with disabilities, it's not just a physical disability. We're also speaking of mental health. We're speaking of emotional and even environmental, psychosocial. I want to call something to your attention. You can very well have physical health ailments. You can very well have health problems without mental problems, without emotional problems, without environmental problems. But you can't have a mental health problem, an emotional problem, psychosocial, environmental problem, without a physical health problem. You can have a physical problem without the mental, emotional, psychosocial, and even the social as an environmental. But you can't have those others without a physical problem. Why am I saying this? Because it's all about literacy. I want you to take care of the mental health needs. I want you to take care of the emotional health needs. I want you to take care of the psychosocial environmental needs. But I want you to take care of the physical needs. Because that physical need is what's going to drive it all. I don't want you to lead yourself to psychotropic medications when you haven't addressed your physical need. See your medical doctors. You have children, school psychologists, or anyone may recommend counseling. There's nothing wrong with that. They may recommend prescriptions. There's nothing wrong with that. Take them to your pediatrician first. There has to be, and there will be, a physical situation as well. Address that physical situation. And that conversation has been an extended conversation that Dr. Renee and I have shared, because too often, and so sadly among our population, when I say our, African Americans, Negro, colored, all of that you want to call me. I'm all of that. 100% colored little girl, as I always say. Many times, our population, we're treated for the symptoms, and the cause remains. And what happens, the cause just gets bigger and bigger, and the symptoms get bigger. And to give you an analogy, if you had a little sore, and you put a little Band-Aid on it. That sore gets bigger, now you need two Band-Aids. That sore gets bigger, now you need three or four. All you're doing is taking care of the symptoms. We need to find out why the sore came. That's what we've got to go for. Don't be concerned about the leaf bouncing on the tree. Don't be concerned about the branch falling from the tree. There is a problem with the tree. Let's deal with the causes. And that's what we're all about. And Dr. Renee has had this wealth of knowledge and this wealth of experience. She has just been all throughout South Florida and Central Florida. We are really blessed to have her in our community. And we're more beyond blessed. The prayer of the prayers, I ask God to enlarge our territory. I asked him to do that, and he's done that.
Amen. Amen.
And we have Miss Angela.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, let me make the announcement. Angela is enlarging her territory
yes,
with
yes.
the birthing room.
Yes.
on March 9th. That's the Friday night. That's next Friday night.
Yes, it's coming Friday.
8800 Arlington Expressway. We're going to be there to support Angela in the birthing room. Amen.
Amen.
She's going to be, and that's literacy.
Yes.
That's literacy.
All about literacy.
All about literacy. Please call in 904-296-2251. Get your questions for Dr. Renee. She's here at your calling. We'll be back.
Women in ministry are pastors, first ladies, associate pastors, music ministers, child care workers, prayer ministry leaders, the mom who drives her kids everywhere, the mom who prays over her children's school every day, usually multiple times every day. You are involved in ministry, and we love and appreciate you. That's why we're spending a day to recognize you. Praise 107.9 is holding our annual Women in Ministry Brunch. Enjoy fabulous food, great music, and special speaker Nicole B. Thomas, the president of Baptist South. Please RSVP at praise1079.com.
You are worthy of the highest praise. You're the giver of mercy and grace. My Redeemer, I will bless your name, Lord. You are worthy, Lord, you're worthy.
You're worthy of the highest praise.
Oh,
forever you shall rule and reign.
Every
knee shall bow and
107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say yeah.
Everybody, we welcome you to Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience, and it's all about literacy with your host, Dr. Kathy, Sister Gail, along with Angela Macklin, and special guest, Dr. Renee. Ladies?
Good morning, everyone, and thanks again for choosing to spend your Saturday morning listening to It's All About Literacy. Dr. Kathy earlier was talking about the prayer of Jabez, and it's one of those that enlightened me years ago, and now she's going to make me go pull out my book again. And based upon the week that I had this week, I need to pull it out again and re-listen to the message from Lady D from last week and put it all together. And it's a challenging week, but God is good. And it says, so God granted him what he requested, and this is coming from 1 Chronicles 4 and 10. When Jabez prayed, enlarge my territory, he was saying, Lord, I want more than I've got, and I'm asking you for it. This man had great ambitions, and God blessed them. There are three common misconceptions that can keep us from having great ambitions. We confuse fear with humility. We say, oh, I could do that, and think we're being humble. I'm sorry, it says, oh, I could never do that. And we think we're being humble, but that's not humility. That's fear. That's lack of faith. A truly humble person would say, with God's help, I can do it. With God's blessing, I will do it. I may not be able to do it on my own, but with God's help, I can. Now that's real humility. Point two, we tend to confuse laziness with contentment. We quote Paul, and as Doc said earlier, we misquote, I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. And he says, whatever state that I'm in, but this is from the NIV, whatever my circumstances, I'm good right here. But this doesn't mean you shouldn't set goals. Paul wasn't saying, I don't have any ambitions or future plans. He was saying just the opposite, in fact. He spoke of reaching forth to those things which are before, Philippians 3:13. If you don't have a dream or a goal, ask God for one. Point three, we confuse small thinking with spirituality. Some people will say, I serve God in my little way. Why don't you start serving him in a bigger way? Why not let him use you more? Others will say, well, I'm just fine the way I am. That's the way God made me. It's wrong to blame God for your lack of growth because he has provided all the tools and ideas you need in order to grow. Bottom line, think big or you'll get in God's way.
And get out the way now, so that God can make you who he made you to be. Even the creation that J.K. Hardridge did so wonderfully well at the program last week, you know, he made us in his likeness.
Yes.
In his image. Yes.
And
in
he made
his
us
image.
To live big.
And big.
My pastor says all the time, and I love Bishop Stan for this, he says, if your vision, if you can do it, it's not big enough.
That's right. That's
if
right.
you can do it on your own, right.
it's not big enough.
Not big enough. If you got the money to do it,
it ain't big enough.
It's not big enough. Because it's not just for you. Yeah. It's to bless others. So when you're praying, enlarge my territory, you already know you can't do it by yourself.
Absolutely.
So enlarging my territory, you knew you couldn't do Optimus in the way that God would want you to do it in a big way.
Right.
You couldn't go international. You couldn't even go nationally
right.
by yourself.
Absolutely.
And so
it was not for me.
Right. And it was not for you.
Me. It was
you
not
were doing
for
it
me.
To bless other people.
The children
that
God
kind of vision right there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Baby.
Yeah.
That's
if right. Because I knew when my nephew was younger, I was looking at taking out a loan to send him to Sylvan. That's just how much help he needed.
Yes.
And,
and our children could not afford that.
We couldn't afford
As
that.
As I said to you all many times, I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I was teaching school.
Mm-hmm.
Had not even thought about getting a doctorate degree. Had not. But I'm teaching children who can't read.
Mm-hmm.
I'm teaching fifth grade.
Jesus.
Who can't read. And I said to my mother, there has to be something with this.
Yes.
Because reading is not a luxury, it's a commodity. Mm-hmm. You've got to do it. And these parents couldn't afford Sylvan and Kumon and all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to her, somebody needs to be able to teach this stuff free. Mm-hmm. There has to be a way to do this.
Right, yes.
And I did my own research. And just driving down 95 in Miami, I won't forget that. And I said, I think what I want to do is have a business. I've always wanted to be my own, but I wanted to have a business.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to teach children how to read, not only children, adults.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tutor them in how to read, and we're going to do it free.
Mm-hmm.
My mother said, there's a way. That's when she told me about the nonprofits and all this other stuff. But she says, but in order to apply and to qualify for that, you're going to have a terminal degree,
mm-hmm.
meaning a doctorate degree, or you're going to have somebody else
mm-hmm.
at the helm of your company.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought within myself, no.
Self, that ain't happening.
Okay.
And that was not teacher talk, I'm sorry.
That's right.
Self, that is never going to happen.
No. Nobody will be drawing down money
okay. For
my company.
Okay.
And if it's a terminal degree that I need to have, if I have to have it in basket weaving.
Mm.
Undersea water sports.
You know,
kicking a can down the street. I don't care what the major is. I'm going to do this.
Right.
And I can remember having to get ill and with the sarcoidosis and the period of using oxygen 7 months, 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
And walking with the cane. I had a doctor to tell me to apply. He would sign and help me get disability. I said, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I got something to do.
Right.
I even had a doctor to tell me, and I shared it with you all, my testimony. One doctor actually said to me once that the way my situation was going, I would probably get to 44, 45, and that would be it. I don't even remember being 44.
Okay.
You know, I'm still here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still here, and I've gotten a letter from the Social Security office.
Wow. I let y'all know that was a while ago, but look at God.
Now, you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because I had a purpose.
Amen.
I had a purpose. I can remember laying in the hospital at Mayo
mm-hmm.
during the day of the cassette recorders.
Wow. Yeah, you went back right there,
yeah.
girl.
The cassettes.
Yeah,
and I'm writing my papers
mm-hmm.
on the cassette
mm-hmm.
while I'm having plasma exchange and all the
mm-hmm.
other stuff. But it took my mind from what's going on,
yeah.
which tells you you can do anything.
Yes.
The mind is powerful.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's enlarging your territory right there.
Right there.
That right there is enlarging your territory. Looking at something, but God said, I'm going to make it more.
That's right.
Because she didn't see it.
No.
And God, by faith.
That's right.
By faith. While you laid there, by faith. God, I'm going to stretch out, and I'm going to let you do the rest.
And I'm going to do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm going to do even my mother, bless her heart, being the mother that she is. Don't worry, you'll be all right. You'll be all right. No, I know I'll be all right. We don't do this. You know, I respected her. I respected
mm-hmm.
her, but I understood. And God has mm-hmm. enlarged our territory. I got a COO.
Yes.
Yes,
we do.
Yes.
Amen.
Again, my name is Katia Renee. To add to the ladies what they're talking about, I had my son that was born with disabilities. I was very young. I didn't know where to head in with that, but, you know, I spent my life and my thoughts and working with different doctors to help my son to get better and to know where he's heading in life. He has cerebral palsy, bleeding in the brain, but, you know, I teach him good working with different doctors.
Yeah.
Now, I want to give back for my community, serving people with disability in different level,
right.
young to old,
right.
and I've been doing that for years,
right?
For like 25 years,
yeah.
And after so many lives, changing so many lives with people with disability, with different needs.
Yeah.
Now I'm so happy. I'm touching my community. I'm giving back. That was my purpose in life. Knowing my son was born with disability, where I'm heading with that,
right.
what I'm going to do with that, is to teach, is to help others to get better.
Right.
Reach their goals, know how to read.
Right.
How to be in a community, involve people to know well known them, knowing people with disability. It can be a doctor. They
right.
can be a nurse. They
right.
can be anyone they
yes.
want to be.
Right. Yes.
And I've been doing that. I'm so happy
right.
yes. to be
right.
here.
Right.
Thank
because you.
Because
you don't have to be defined by your disability.
That's right.
And many times, it's the hard times mm-hmm. that drives us to our destiny.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's the hard
God
times
anything.
That drives us to our destiny. Even Sister Gail and I talked off the air, some of the things that was going on. Had no idea she had the strength, but those things drove her to her destiny.
Mm.
She's teaching school.
Right.
She's not baking cookies no more.
All right.
She's teaching school.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
You know, Sister Macklin yeah. has shared her testimony,
yeah.
things that she's been doing. Drove her to a destiny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's those things that comes in your life. And I'm sure, Dr. Renee, when you were taking care of your son, you didn't see this day.
No.
Didn't see this day. Didn't mm-hmm. see this day.
Now he's 29 years old and went to college. And a man working with the city of Barber, he's so big. I'm so proud of my son because, you know what, as a mom, I was involved.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I want the mothers to be involved.
Yes.
It's a blessing in your life to have a child with disability. Don't give up. You didn't do anything wrong. God bless you. Put
yes.
them to change your life. To
That's
be
right.
a better mother in a community, to serve your people better. Have the everything in you to give back to your community. He has nothing wrong, but you're blessed with a child with disability. We're going somewhere to help you guys. We're here. I'm here.
Absolutely. And there are mothers and there are families out there with children with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And we know mothers who have done really wonderful well.
Yeah.
Wonderfully.
Yes.
Yeah. And they're encouraging other mothers. And we want you to know that we're standing with you.
Yes. Right.
We're
yes.
standing with
yes.
you. There's power in numbers.
Yes, yes.
And we're going to be that force.
Mm-hmm.
And that's literacy.
Yes.
That's literacy.
Yes.
Please feel free to give us a call anytime, 904-296-2251. Also, I want to remind you that we do have the devotionals that we'd like to share with you. So, if you're interested in getting one, excuse me, please send a self-addressed stamped envelope to either It's All About Literacy, here at 7235 Bonneville Road, excuse me, or you may send it to
the Optimist Literacy Institute of America, Incorporated, at P.O. Box 23334, Jacksonville, Florida 32241. Again, the Optimist Literacy Institute of America, Incorporated, that is P.O. Box 23334. And the zip code here in Jacksonville is 32241.
Okay, please send it to us, and we're going to share with you a word for today, devotional, 3 months. That's literacy. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to see you again in our literacy classroom.
Oh, just before we leave, Kathy and I share something else. We have wonderful mothers who share birthdays in this month, so
oh,
we
yes,
want to give a shout-out to the birthday girls. Happy birthday, Miss Lily. I love you, darling.
And happy birthday, my mama, Castell.
And happy birthday to my daughter, Karen.
Oh.
Yeah.
And happy birthday to all of you out there.
Yes.
Happy birthday. Celebrate your wonderful birthday. Spring is upon us.
Yes.
Hey. All right.
Okay.
Enjoy your day. It's all about literacy.
Yes.
Thanks again, Dr. Renee.
Yes. It was a pleasure. Have a blessed day.
Bye-bye.
Thank
you. We love you.
All righty.
Good night.
Next week.
God bless.